It seems that when we talk about difficult circumstances or suffering, we should ignore the word joy. We consider that suffering is an antonym. It is totally the opposite. It is being joyful. What would you think if I told you that it is not like that? If really one thing has nothing to do with the other. Because when we talk about suffering, we talk about circumstances, which may be that at a certain moment, they make us cry. It is like thinking that joy depends on or is noticed in a person because they smile. But what I told you, that the smile is not synonymous with joy. It could be a part of an expression, so that there are different expressions in life with which we express how we feel. But remember in this series that we are talking about the importance of being happy. That happiness is internal. It does not come from the external sources, such as money, or parties, or people, or successes. But it comes from someone who is eternal, who does not change, and is always there with us. It comes from God. That is why I continue with this series, Letters from Prison, talking about the importance of what it is to be happy, joyful, and understand that happiness. In a moment, we can be at another time. It is not there, but the joy is eternal. You know why? Because it comes from God, and He is eternal. And the most wonderful thing is that it does not depend and has nothing to do with what this world offers, but with everything that comes from God. And everything that comes from God is good and perfect. That's why when you begin to understand it, to live, to experience, perhaps the people around you will be able to see that you are living a moment not so good, but you have peace, you have tranquility, you have strength, and you are strengthened because you are joyful, not in what our eyes are seeing. Your joy is sustained by hope. Your joy is sustained because you have believed in it and have known it, and because you know that this bad news or that bad time began and it will never have its end, but you are in God. He is your firm rock. Today, more than ever, we need to return to that joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, it is your strength. Your strength. And what the enemy will try to take away from you, finish and steal, it will be the joy of God in your life. I know what I'm talking about. I know it because I lost a loved one. When my mother died, I know that I have talked about this many times, but I am interested in talking about it because perhaps you can feel identified with me. I was in a difficult moment. It was a difficult moment, but you know, I felt peace. There was a certain tranquility in me. If many had seen me at that moment and did not know me, they would say I did not love my mother. But I don't know about that. It's not about the Lord teaching me at that time that He was holding me, that it was not my burden, it was His burden, that it was not my pain, it was His pain. I hope you understand that I was not alone there, and that was wonderful because then I could feel hope. My faith was strengthened. I could say the joy of the Lord is my strength. In those moments, in those mature moments of life, how it is to lose a loved one now. If I did not have God, I would have had a great emptiness in my heart, and perhaps I would not have had happiness today. I want to talk to you about the importance of joy and suffering. Suffering is not the opposite of joy. Everything has its time. Aeschylus chapter 3, verse 1. Everything has its time, and everything that is under the sky has its time. We have to learn to enjoy each time and face it. Alone is complicated, but when God is in control, my beloved friend, when God is in control, you have peace and tranquility. and that it is not bought. The world cannot give it to you because it comes from the Spirit. It comes from God. When you are in various trials, joy will sustain you. When tears run down your eyes, rivers of living water, which will sustain you. In Philippians chapter 1, from verse 9, look at what the Word of God says. The Apostle Paul expressing it in this letter, saying, I ask God that your love overflows more and more, and that you continue to grow in knowledge and understanding. I want you to understand what really matters so that they lead to a pure and blameless life until the day that Christ returns, that you are always full of the fruit of salvation, that is the righteous character that Jesus Christ produces in your life, because this will bring much glory and praise to God. Happiness, my beloved friend, depends on the circumstances. Joy does not. Joy does not, because what happens when you are no longer surrounded by friends, when a party ends, what happens when there is no money in your pocket, or bad news comes to us that we are out of work, or that we have problems in the family, happiness is lost. But joy is not. Joy is not. And that is wonderful. That is why this book of Philippians in chapter and in the book, cheerfulness. This book is full of cheerfulness. A man writing from jail and saying, don't take these chains into account. Don't take them into account. Paul writes and says, these chains are for good, because now more than ever, I have the strength to tell everyone about God. Now more than ever, I announce His message. Physically, I am tied. Physically, I am in jail, but not inside, and nobody will shut me up. It is in those moments when life hits you the hardest, when it throws you on the ropes, and you say, thank you, Lord, for these ropes, because they are the ones that you have put there to help me propel and to get up and to see the time of crisis as an opportunity. And you have the ability to get up because you know that you are not alone, that God is there with you. This moment will pass, and at some point you will sit down to meditate. You will be able to laugh instead of cry. There are times when I sit with my wife, we share our testimonies. We talk about those moments that were complicated in our life, in which we cried together. And now when people listen to us, they laugh. But they laugh at the way we tell it. We can talk about the story and say thank you, because now we are no longer in that same place where we were before. Now we are one step higher in God, because everything was because of Him and in Him and for Him. And one of the secrets, so that you can understand in the midst of suffering that there is true joy. First is to be in God. Write it down. Be in God. Joy does not depend on the news that arrived today, that you earned an inheritance, or that you were suddenly given compensation, or that you were given a trip to Disney World, because when that trip is over, when you spend the money, you will return to the routine of life. But the joy goes much further, because when all these things come, they make you smile, but you have peace inside, because you have learned to delight yourself in God and not in the things of this world. This is wonderful, Pastor. That is, you do not enjoy if you give good news? Of course I do. I do enjoy it. Sometimes my wife tells me, look, this came, or they gave us this. Look at this blessing, right? And my wife says, are you happy about that? I say, yes. No, well, it shows no. Because she does not see me with that in functionness. I simply express it to her and say, I am happy with this. Of course I am. I thank the Father, but I found my delight. I had joy before it came. The joy you learn to understand in the most anguishing moments of life, because that is where you feel the strength in the midst of suffering. when you have tears in your eyes, you feel peace. You say, I am going to cry because I have to cry in this moment. But I know that my Redeemer lives, and from this He will raise me up. I know that my God is with me, that I am not alone. And from this I will rise in Christ. I have learned to live at all times, as Paul said. And after mentioning everything that had happened, every circumstance that he had lived, he said, because in the end, I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me. That is the end of everything. Then first, to learn to have true joy. Listen to me well. To learn to have true joy. Joy in the midst of suffering. First, you have to know in whom your faith is in, to whom you are planted. Being in God is the main thing, because true joy comes from God. Second, understand that everything in this life happens has a beginning and an end. And in each season that you have to live, or we can fight against the seasons and get beaten or face it with wisdom. Then understand the second point. Learn to enjoy each moment and know the will of God in each time that is presented to you. Because each season that visits us is going to require, it is going to demand of you a greater degree of understanding of that season. That is what God planted for that moment. And you have to align with and connect to God. Know it, travel, because although there is a sea in front, there is a path already established. And the only way you can cross it is not in your own strength. It's being in God. Therefore, the first point, and when you are in it and you begin to walk in its purpose, you know that it is time. And that was prepared there. And the Father is teaching you and is working in you. That is why the Bible, it also says that the one who began a good work has to perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. And when I go through that moment of anguish, and although I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear any evil, because you will be with me. And then your rod and your silence breathes in me. That is, you direct my steps and make me understand that in that moment of darkness, something is working in me, and it will lead me to the best, wonderful truth. And because it is third, it does not mean that it's less important. Third, my beloved friend, learn to let go. Learn to let go. Sometimes suffering is necessary for there to be a detachment and for us to let go of all weight that does not allow us to walk, so that we let go. And for that, we need joy to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, and to learn to let go of everything that is a part of the past, because sometimes the past can become such a heavy burden that it will not allow you to move forward. And God wants you to advance, my beloved friend. The Lord wants you to advance. Get up today. It is time. And to tell you again, as Paul says in this letter to the Philippians, rejoice, rejoice, delight in Jehovah, and He will grant the request of your heart. How wonderful. And then when the good times come, we have already delighted. And when the bad times come, we have already delighted. He sustains us. And when we have joy, we experience that true peace. We do not run to make unnecessary decisions, my beloved friend. We can have joy even in difficulties. Of course we can, because joy or happiness does not come from the external circumstances, but from God. We should not depend on what we have or our experiences to rejoice and to receive joy, but from Christ who lives in us. Father, thank you for your words, for this short message, but at the same time, it leads us to understand the importance of what it is to have joy in the midst of suffering, to be joyful at all times. And that suffering is not the opposite of being joyful. It has nothing to do with it. The suffering of this life come and go, but the joy is eternal. It's at a higher level than suffering because it is in you. It's not in the world. Help us to understand and have it always clear to know that our hope and trust is in you, Lord. And that today something can happen. Hallelujah. That today something can happen because it is in you who sustains us. Your rod and your quilty give us encouragement. And I pray for each person today so that they receive the impact of this word and that you renew the joy. Lift them up now more in this time. Your joy is our strength. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyo. He spoke to you. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Blessings.